Kabra Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Kabra, Ashtown, Stonybatter, Broadstone and Ashington. In total, 221 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 5, 2018, a public information session was held at Tesco Kabra, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with socio-economic impacts of the proposals, and it was felt that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network and would impose a requirement to drive. Hospitals, schools and colleges were seen as the most important destinations that should be served by the proposed network. Network design was also an issue, with concerns raised regarding the perceived reduction in services and the requirement to change buses for journeys that are currently direct. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue: percentage loss or reduction of existing service 13%, interchange required 27%, longer journey times 9%, access to schools and college 26%, access to hospitals 30%, access to Dublin city centre 13%, access to local shops and services 11%, requirement for new infrastructure 35%, integration between modes 4%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 52%, bus connects Dublin does not serve our area 0%, bus connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 1%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 33%, will now need to drive 17%, public consultation process 8%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced, existing bus routes 122, 120 and 37 routes most frequently referenced, bus connects Dublin proposed bus routes B spine 36 and 262 routes. Key themes: the most frequent theme was the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities, referenced by over half of respondents. Over a third of respondents referenced a requirement for new infrastructure. A third of respondents referenced additional inconvenience. Access to hospitals. The Mater was the most frequently referenced hospital. A proportion of respondents also referenced Temple Street Children's Hospital and the Rotunda Hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Schools on Radoth Road and Navan Road were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Developments at Rathbourne, Royal Canal Park and the Grange Egerman campus were referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Buses not using Blackhorse Avenue. Part of this road is currently connected to the city centre by the existing 37. The revised network does not propose to retain this connection to the city centre. Ventry Park Carnlough Road no longer served. Ventry Park Carnlough Road would no longer have bus services. However, Broombridge Road and Fossag Avenue would be served by the 36, connecting to Parnell Square with a 15-minute frequency all day. The N2 would run along Broombridge Road and provide a connection to Houston Station, Glasnevin and Clontarf. The 262 would also serve Broombridge Road and provide a connection to Ballycullen and Tyrrellstown. This area is also served by the Broombridge Lewis stop. B spine perceived as not serving Grafton Street area. The proposed B spine would serve the Quays and then go down Townsend Street, Westland Row and on to Marion Square. However, the Lewis does provide connection to this area of the city. Loss of 46A and capacity on B spine. Concerns were raised about the loss of the 46A in the context of the proposed B-spine, which was suggested would be full by the time it got to Kabra. No connection between Kabra and Finglas. It was raised that this plan still provides no connection between Kabra and Finglas. Ashington loses direct service. Ashington is to lose a direct service to the city, 122, which would be replaced by a feeder to Broombridge. Although this would not affect those within walking distance of the B-spine. A new Ashington Road station is also currently under construction. Loss of service to Radoth Estate Ventry Park. The 120 previously provided service to Radoth Estate and Ventry Park. The proposed 36 and 262 would go via Broombridge Road. There were mixed reactions to this proposal. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Kabra were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Cabra area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Selbridge Leixlip Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Selbridge and Leixlip. In total, 807 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 30, 2018, a public information session was held at the Selbridge Tesco, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with the network proposals. In particular, it was stated that the proposals would make journey time longer, and there were concerns over the potential reduction in service levels. The issue of better bus infrastructure was raised, and it was also noted that respondents considered that the proposals may result in them being required to drive. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 48%, interchange required 18%, longer journey times 49%, access to schools and college 13%, access to hospitals 2%, access to Dublin city centre 12%, access to local shops and services 3%, requirement for new infrastructure 20%, integration between modes 4%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 14%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 3%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new development 7%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 25%, will now need to drive 8%, public consultation process 4%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 66A, 67 and 67X routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, C4, C3 and 259 routes, key themes, the most frequent theme was longer journey times, referenced by almost half of respondents. A very similar percentage referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. A quarter of respondents referenced additional inconvenience. Access to hospitals. Connolly Hospital, Blanchardstown and Knowsk General Hospital were the most frequently referenced hospitals. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Confie Community College and University College Dublin were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Selbridge Town was most frequently referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Developments in Selbridge and Confie were most frequently referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Proposed C4 going through Leixlip Village. The routing through Leixlip Village of the proposed C4 proved very unpopular due to peak hour congestion and the perceived resultant increase in journey time. Peak hour services, 324, proposed to go through Leixlip and Lucan villages, 325, 326. The routing of the 324 from Selbridge to UCD through Leixlip and Lucan villages is very unpopular as the current 67X utilized the R403 and the Lucan bypass. Loss of direct service from Captain's Hill, 66A, serving River Forest and Confie Community College. Loss of the 66A from Captain's Hill, which serves River Forest and Confie, would discommode people. There have been various campaigns over the years to secure and improve this bus service. School children from Lucan would have to interchange to reach Confie Community College. Suggestion to swap the routes of the C4 and 259 in Selbridge Village. It was suggested that the C4 could take the route of 259, which goes through more residential areas, and the 259 could take the proposed C4 route. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Selbridge Leixlip were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Selbridge Leixlip area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Ie, City Center Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Christchurch, Dolphin's Barn, Dublin City North, Dublin City South, East Wall and North Strand. In total, 119 submissions were verified as being from this area. On September 20, 2018, a public information session was held at Busiris, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. It was noted on the day that, given the central location of the consultation session, a lot of feedback was received on areas across the city. This information was assimilated into the relevant area analysis as required. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage: loss or reduction of existing service 36%, interchange required 16%, longer journey times 10%, access to schools and college 12%, access to hospitals 9%, access to Dublin City Centre 10%, access to local shops and services 7%, requirement for new infrastructure 24%, integration between modes 12%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 25%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 5%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 2%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 15%, will now need to drive 4%, public consultation process 13%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 1, 4 and 7 routes most frequently referenced, Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes A spine, D spine and 63, key themes, the most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, referenced by over a third of respondents. A quarter of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Almost a quarter of respondents referenced a requirement for new infrastructure. Access to hospitals. St. James's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. SIPTU College was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. The East Wall area was referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Developments in Hampton Wood and St. Michael's Estate were referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. There was general concern expressed regarding the adequacy of the frequency of services as well as specific routings of various services through the city centre area. Loss of the 151 route serving the Docklands area. One particular issue raised that related specifically to the city centre area was the 151 which currently serves the Docklands. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to the city centre were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the city centre area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Clarehall Donaghmede Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Clarehall, Clongriffin, Balmain, Darndale and Donaghmede. In total, 51 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 22, 2018 and August 23, 2018, public information sessions were held at Clarehall and Donaghmede shopping centres, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were particularly concerned with the network design of draft Bus Connects proposals. A considerable number of respondents suggested that the draft network would not serve the area, with residents having access to fewer bus services. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage: loss or reduction of existing service 13%, interchange required 22%, longer journey times 13%, access to schools and college 18%, access to hospitals 16%, access to Dublin City Centre 7%, access to local shops and services 7%, requirement for new infrastructure 11%, integration between modes 11%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 13%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 4%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 4%, additional inconvenience For example, longer walking distance. 13% will now need to drive, 9% public consultation process, 16% general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes, 15, 17A and 29A routes most frequently referenced bus connects Dublin, proposed bus routes A spine, A1 route and D spine. Key themes: the most frequent theme was that an interchange would be required, referenced by over a fifth of respondents. Access to schools and colleges was referenced by almost a fifth of respondents. The public consultation process and access to hospitals were referenced by under a fifth of respondents. Access to hospitals: Beaumont Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges: Dublin City University and University College Dublin were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision: the Howth Road and Malahide areas were referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Developments in Clongriffin and Main Street Donaghmede were referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations: the consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network: loss of 17A and connectivity to Beaumont, Capig and Blanchardstown hospitals and to Blanchardstown Town Centre. The 17A currently provides direct connection to these locations. Loss of direct services to city centre. The loss of the 27A direct service to the city was raised. Provide a bus link to Dublin Airport from the DART. It was raised that a direct bus link from the DART to Dublin Airport would be a useful addition. Amended network: the issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Clara Hall Donaghmede were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Clara Hall Donaghmede area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Clondalkin Catchment Consultation Area Overview: this area covers the communities of Clondalkin and Parkwest. In total, 298 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 10, 2018, a public information session was held at the Civic Offices Clondalkin, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, in particular with the perceived reduction in services and the requirement to change buses for journeys that are currently direct. Access to schools and colleges was seen as the most important connection to be addressed in the proposed network. A number of respondents felt that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network, which would impose a requirement to drive. Breakdown of issues: breakdown of issues. Issue percentage: loss or reduction of existing service 53%, interchange required 25%, longer journey times 9%, access to schools and college 24%, access to hospitals 13%, access to Dublin city centre 10%, access to local shops and services 7%, requirement for new infrastructure 18%, integration between modes 5%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 31%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 9%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 3%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 22%, will now need to drive 8%, public consultation process 13%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 13, 69 and 151 routes most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes D3, 63 and W3 routes. Key themes: the most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, referenced by over half of respondents. Almost a third of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. A quarter of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Access to hospitals: St. James's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges: Colas Chilian was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision: Clondalkin generally and Woodford were referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Clonburris SDZ was most frequently referenced as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations: the consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of service at Woodford Estate East Clondalkin. Woodford Estate was previously served by the 13 which ran along Watery Lane, then down Woodford Walk and onto the Long Mile Road into the city centre. While Watery Lane would continue to have a direct service to the city centre, the proposed D3, this would not run along Woodford Walk, which would be served by the hourly 63 to the city centre. The proposed 255 would run along Monastery Road every 20-26 minutes and connect directly with the Red Cow Lewis stop. Lack of services on Fonthill Road, Clondalkin Fonthill train station. It was highlighted that there is still no bus service which links Clondalkin going north on the Fonthill Road. This road has good bus infrastructure and is the location of the Clondalkin Fonthill train station. Loss of connectivity to Rathcoole. School trips. The existing 69 service provides a direct connection between Rathcoole, Saggart and Clondalkin. The proposed 63 terminates at Fortunastown. The proposed local service, the 242, connects Rathcoole with Saggart, which therefore would not connect to the 63. D3 routing through Clondalkin Village congested. The routing of the proposed D3 through Clondalkin Village would increase journey time on the D-spine to the city centre. At present the 151, which serves the north of Clondalkin, uses the Nanger Road. Reliance on Lewis and issues with connectivity. The southern half of Clondalkin, including Woodford Walk, is provided with local services to connect directly with the Red Cow Lewis stop. However, there is concern about safety and capacity issues in relation to the Lewis and Lewis stop. There is also concern that, on the outbound journey, the proposed connecting services are not frequent enough. For example, the 63 is hourly and the 255 is every 20-26 minutes. Amended network: the issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Clondalkin were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Clondalkin area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Clontarf Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Clontarf, Donnycarney, Fairview and Kilester. In total, 304 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 12, 2018, a public information session was held at Clontarf Castle Hotel, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with connectivity, in particular with access to Dublin city centre and to hospitals. Network design was also a significant issue, specifically the requirement to change buses and the perceived reduction in services. A number of respondents stated that the revised network would not serve the area as well as the existing network, and that this would impose a requirement to drive for journeys currently served by bus. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues: issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 37%, interchange required 34%, longer journey times 8%, access to schools and college 12%, access to hospitals 25%, access to Dublin city centre 30%, access to local shops and services 17%, requirement for new infrastructure 15%, integration between modes 3%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 37%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 4%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 1%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 27%, will now need to drive 6%, public consultation process 16%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 123, 130 and 29A routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes 22, 64 and N6 routes. Key themes: almost two-fifths of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Similarly, almost two-fifths of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Over a third of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Access to hospital. St. James's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A proportion of respondents also referenced Beaumont Hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Dublin City University and University College Dublin were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Collins Avenue was most frequently referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Developments on Grassa Park Road and on Griffith Avenue were referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. 60 not sufficient to cater for demand. There is concern that the proposed 60 would not be sufficient to cater for the demand currently served by the 31, 31A, 29A and 32, which are already insufficient. The trains are also at capacity and cannot meet demand. Loss of connectivity to Beaumont. The 104 service currently provides connectivity to Beaumont. The proposed N4 orbital route would run along Collins Avenue and interchange would be required to the A1 route to reach Beaumont. It also does not go to the coast. Loss of connectivity to Howth. The existing 31 services provide connectivity to Howth. There is no direct service proposed that would provide this connection. Suggestion that N4 and 64 could meet in Clontarf. It was suggested that if the N4 and 64 could meet in Clontarf, that greater connectivity could be provided to areas north and west of Clontarf, which the 104 currently provides. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Clontarf were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Clontarf area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Coolock Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Coolock, Artane, Beaumont. In total, 516 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 9, 2018, a public information session was held at Northside Shopping Center, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were particularly concerned with potential socio-economic impacts, as well as the network design of draft Bus Connects proposals. A large amount of respondents suggested that the draft network does not serve the area, with access to fewer bus services. The requirement to change buses was also of particular concern. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 37%. Interchange required 28%. Longer journey times 8%. Access to schools and college 15%. Access to hospitals 20%. Access to Dublin City Centre 18%. Access to local shops and services 7%. Requirement for new infrastructure 9%. Integration between modes 1%. Impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 42%. Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 6%. Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 1%. Additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 27%. Will now need to drive 8%. Public consultation process 8%. General observations. Bus routes most frequently referenced. Existing bus routes 27, 14 and 16 routes. Most frequently referenced. Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes. A1 route, D-spine and N6 route. Key themes. The most frequent theme was the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities, referenced by over two-fifths of respondents. Almost two-fifths of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Over a quarter of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Access to hospitals. Beaumont Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Dublin City University was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision Coolock generally was most frequently referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Developments at Oscar Traynor Road in Santry were most frequently referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of direct service from area around Artane Castle Shopping Centre. There is a loss of a direct service to city centre for areas around Artane Castle Shopping Centre, Kilmore Road and Scully's Lane. Loss of direct service provided by 27 routes. Loss of direct service to city centre for Greencastle Road and Bunratty Road. The 27A Donaghmede, Kilbarrack and Harmonstown direct city centre service and the 27B Beaumont Hospital, Kilmore Road, Ardlia Road direct service to city centre were replaced with feeder routes. Loss of 17A and connectivity to Beaumont, Capog and Blanchardstown Hospitals and Blanchardstown Town Centre. The 17A currently provides direct connection to these locations. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Coolock were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Coolock area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Crumlin Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Crumlin, Drimnagh, Kimmage, Walkinstown, Paristown and Bluebell. In total, 598 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 29, 2018, a public information session was held at the Ashleaf Shopping Centre, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with the connectivity provided by the proposed network. Of particular concern was the loss of access to schools and hospitals. There was a general feeling that the draft proposals do not serve the area appropriately. There were also concerns raised about the potential reduction in the number of buses serving and the need to interchange. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 34%, interchange required 30%, longer journey times 9%, access to schools and college 36%, access to hospitals 32%, access to Dublin city centre 18%, access to local shops and services 14%, requirement for new infrastructure 30%, integration between modes 8%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 37%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 1%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 1%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 11%, will now need to drive 12%, public consultation process 10%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 18, 122 and 123 routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, F spine, 22 route and D spine. Key themes. The most frequent theme was the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities, referenced by almost two-fifths of respondents. Over a third of respondents referenced access to schools. Similarly, over a third of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Access to hospitals. St. James's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. The Royal Victoria Eye and Ear Hospital and Coombe Women's Hospital were also referenced by a proportion of respondents. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Assumption School, Walkinstown, Synge Street, CBS and University College Dublin were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision Crumlin generally was most frequently referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Developments at Mount Argus were most frequently referenced as new developments not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of connectivity to Rathmines and to schools. The 83, 83A and 18 all currently provide connectivity to Rathmines. The proposed network does not provide any direct connection to Rathmines. This was particularly mentioned in the context of school children going to school in Rathmines. Loss of services in Drimnagh to St. James's and South City. Drimnagh is currently served by the 122 service via Mourne Road, George's Street and on to Cabra. The 123 service runs along Galtimore Road via St. James's and to Griffith Avenue. Loss of service on Kimmage Road West. At present, Kimmage Road West is served by the 9. There were concerns that this was not being replicated. Loss of two orbital services. At present, Crumlin is served by two orbital routes, the 17 and 18, which both go through the village. There are two orbital services proposed for the area, the S4 which runs along Kimmage Road West and the S2 which runs along Sun Drive Road. However, neither serves the village directly. Loss of access to Wellington Lane schools. At present, the 150 links Crumlin and Whitehall Road to St. MacDara's and Bishop Galvin School on Wellington Lane. Replacements require interchanges or longer walks. Loss of 15A connectivity. The link from Terenure Road West to the city centre would not require a walk or interchange. The link from Paristown and Green Hills to Rathmines would also be lost under the proposal. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Crumlin were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Crumlin area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Drumcondra Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Drumcondra, Whitehall and Glasnevin. In total, 334 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 21, 2018, a public information session was held at the Skyline Hotel, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned that the proposed network would not serve their area and felt they would be required to drive for trips previously made by bus. In particular, they were concerned with the perceived reduction in service and the requirement for interchange, and noted that access to schools and colleges was the most important aspect of connectivity for this area. A number of submissions mentioned new road infrastructure, which is subject of a separate public consultation on the core bus corridors. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 40%, interchange required 29%, longer journey times 9%, access to schools and college 23%, access to hospitals 14%, access to Dublin city centre 11%, access to local shops and services 11%, requirement for new infrastructure 22%, integration between modes 5%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 53%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 3%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 2%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 21%, will now need to drive 7%, public consultation process 19%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 11, 83 and 9 routes most frequently referenced, Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes E and A spines and 7 route key themes. The most frequent theme was the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities, referenced by over half of respondents. Two-fifths of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Over a quarter of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Access to hospitals. Beaumont Hospital and the Mater Hospital were the most frequently referenced hospitals. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Respondents referenced a number of schools and colleges, of which Dublin City University and University College Dublin were the most frequently referenced. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Beaumont and Glasnevin were referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. The Hillcrest Estate was referenced as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of service to Home Farm Road. The existing 11 service connects Drumcondra with Glasnevin. However, The current plan does not include any service on Home Farm Road. Loss of direct connectivity to UCD. The current 11 service provides a direct connection between Drumcondra and UCD. This journey would require interchange between the A and E spines under the proposed network. Loss of direct connectivity to Glasnevin and Ballymun. The existing 11 and 13 buses provide connectivity via Home Farm Road and Griffith Avenue to Glasnevin and Ballymun. These journeys would require interchange between the A spine and the N2 or N4 orbital routes under the proposed network. Loss of direct service to O'Connell Street. A preference was expressed for the proposed A spine to go via O'Connell Street rather than Gardner Street. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Drumcondra were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Drumcondra area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Dunboyne Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the community of Dunboyne. In total, 155 submissions were verified as being from this locality. On September 21, 2018, a public information session was held at the Dunboyne Castle Hotel, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with network design, in particular the perceived increase in journey times and the requirement to interchange for journeys that are currently direct to the city center. Connectivity was also a significant issue, with access to schools and colleges and to Dublin city center of particular concern. A number of submissions mentioned new road infrastructure, which is subject of a separate public consultation on the core bus corridors. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 25%, interchange required 39%, longer journey times 46%, access to schools and college 26%, access to hospitals 0%, access to Dublin city centre 23%, access to local shops and services 0%, requirement for new infrastructure 36%, integration between modes 3%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 18%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 1%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 3%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 14%, will now need to drive 15%, public consultation process 3%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 70, 270 and 39A routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes 264 route, B spine and 265 route, key themes, almost half of respondents referenced longer journey times, almost two-fifths of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Over a third of respondents referenced a requirement for new infrastructure. Access to hospitals. Access to hospitals was not referenced by respondents in Dunboyne. Access to schools and colleges. St. Peter's College Dunboyne was the most frequently referenced educational institution. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Little Pace was referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Dunboyne generally was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of direct service to the city. The existing 70 service provides a direct connection to the city centre. The current plan proposes that a local bus, the 264, would provide a connection to Blanchard's downtown center where interchange to the B spine would be required for onward travel. Loss of connectivity to Little Pace. The current 70 provides connectivity between Little Pace and Dunboyne. It has been raised that children go to school in Little Pace and that the loss of this connection is a concern for parents. People in Dunboyne were in favor of connecting Little Pace Gallops to Huntstown Way via a bus gate and thought that configuration with a direct service to town would be an improvement. No peak service proposed. The current plan does not include peak services such as in other commuter areas. The introduction of a peak service could allay some of the fears regarding interchanging at Blanchardstown in the AM and PM peaks. The inbound peak hour should be considered from 6 a.m., while the outbound peak service could be pickup only until Blanchardstown. Inadequacy of infrastructure at Blanchardstown. While the principle of some form of connectivity to Blanchardstown town center was supported, there was concern regarding the interchange facilities, bus lanes and general traffic in the Blanchardstown area and anti-social behavior in Blanchardstown. Preference for bus over train. Several people expressed a preference for the bus rather than the train as there is a charge for car parking at the train station and the train terminates at the Docklands station. Terminus of bus services. It was suggested that the bus services should terminate on the west side of the town, for example at Plunkett Hall, where there is a significant residential population, rather than centrally. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Dunboyne were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised, and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Dunboyne area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Dundrum Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Dundrum, Ballintir, Clonskeag, Churchtown, Windy Arbor and Stepaside. In total, 544 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 24, 2018, a public information session was held at the Dundrum Shopping Center, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with the network design, particularly with regard to direct links currently provided to the city center and other cross-city locations, and their connectivity to services, particularly schools. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 46%, interchange required 20%, longer journey times 12%, access to schools and college 37%, access to hospitals 12%, access to Dublin city centre 10%, access to local shops and services 14%, requirement for new infrastructure 11%, integration between modes 3%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 18%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 3%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 5%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 19%, will now need to drive 7%, public consultation process 7%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced existing bus routes 14, 75 and 16 routes, most frequently referenced Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, A3, 213 and 233 routes, key themes. The most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, referenced by almost half of respondents. Almost two-fifths of respondents referenced access to schools and colleges. A fifth of respondents referenced that an interchange would be required. Access to hospitals. St. Vincent's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. St. Benilda's College, St. Raphaela's and University College Dublin were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Stepaside was the most frequently referenced area as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Stepaside was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of existing number 16 from Ballintir to City, Beaumont and Airport. From Ballintir, it would be necessary to interchange for a service to the airport. There is concern that the addition of the S8 does not compensate for the loss of the 16 service, which is a direct route to the city. Loss of existing number 44, which connects Stepaside with City and DCU. This was raised as an issue, although the 12 still covers this route from Bellarmine and from the city. Loss of existing number 47, which connects Bellarmine with St. Vincent's Hospital and Sandymount. The loss of a direct connection between Bellarmine area and St. Vincent's Hospital, Sandymount and the South Docks area was raised. These journeys would require interchange under the proposed network. Loss of existing number 75, which connects Ballintir and Windy Arbor with Dunleo Air Antalya. It was identified that there is a gap in service provision between the S6, S7 and S8 routes. Therefore, these areas that were previously served by an orbital route, the 75, would lose that connection. Loss of direct connection between some areas in Ballantyre and Nut Grove Shopping Center. The existing 75 service provided connectivity between some areas in Ballantyre with Nut Grove Shopping Center. Loss of 14 from section of Stonemason's Way. The straightening of the 14 to run along Barton Road has removed direct city access from an 850-meter stretch of Stonemason's Way, impacting primarily on Llewellyn Estate. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Dundrum were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Dundrum area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Dunleo-Ayre Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Dunleo-Ayre, Selinagan, Glenageary, Killiney, Dockey, Monkstown and parts of Blackrock. In total, 1,160 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On September 14, 2018, a public information session was held at Bloomfield Shopping Center, Dunleo-Ayre, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were particularly apprehensive with the connectivity of the new network, with concerns more specifically about the future connection to Dublin City Centre, and to schools and colleges. A large amount of respondents suggested that the draft network does not serve the area, with the new network providing access to fewer bus services. The requirement for new infrastructure was also of particular concern. A breakdown of the main issues is set out below. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 62%, interchange required 21%, longer journey times 10%, access to schools and college 50%, access to hospitals 20%, access to Dublin City Centre 56%, access to local shops and services 5%, requirement for new infrastructure 8%, integration between modes 3%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 55%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 1%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 1%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 14%, will now need to drive 8%, public consultation process 43%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced, existing bus routes 4, 7 and 7A routes most frequently referenced, Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes 7 and 266 routes and E-spine. Key themes. The most frequent theme was that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service, referenced by almost two-thirds of respondents. Over half of respondents referenced access to Dublin City Centre. Over half of respondents referenced the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities. Access to hospitals. St. Vincent's Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Kalaisdiaan and Kalaisdiasagaan were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Monkstown and Glencullen were referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Cherrywood was referenced as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Loss of direct service to the city from Selinagan Rochestown Avenue direction. The existing number 7 service serves Selinagan Rochestown Avenue. However, this journey would now require interchange via a local feeder service in Dunleo-Ayre. Loss of direct service to St. Vincent's Hospital. The number 7 currently provides direct connectivity from south of Dunleo-Ayre to St. Vincent's Hospital. This journey would now require a change in Dunleo-Ayre or Blackrock. Loss of the existing direct connectivity provided by the 4. The number 4 bus currently provides a direct high-frequency service along Stradbrook Road and Monkstown Avenue to Dublin City Centre. This would be lost. Decrease in frequency between Dunleo-Ayre and N11. The proposed frequency between Dunleo Air and the N11 would be less than the existing 46A. Loss of the connection between Dunleo Air and Tala via Dundrum. The existing 75 route connects Dunleo Air to Tala via Dundrum. Loss of direct connection between Kiltearnan and Carrickmeans with Dunleo Air. The 63 currently connects Kiltearnan and Carrickmeans with Dunleo Air. Loss of service between Sandyford and Blackrock. The current 114 service connects Sandyford and Newtown Park Avenue area to Blackrock. Frequency of proposed 221. Docky is currently served by both the 59 and 111 services, which are both every 60 minutes. The proposed plan provides a 221 service to Dunleo Air, which is also every 60 minutes. This would result in a loss of frequency of service to this area. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Dunleo Air were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Dunleo Air area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Finglas Catchment Consultation Area Overview. This area covers the communities of Finglas, Harristown, St. Margaret's and Tuberber. In total, 247 submissions were verified as being from this locality, in addition to a number of residents' petitions. On August 2, 2018, a public information session was held at Charlestown Shopping Center, which attracted numerous interested parties from these areas. Overall, the respondents were concerned with potential socio-economic impacts of the Bus Connects proposals, with respondents suggesting that the draft network does not serve the area and provides access to fewer bus services, making it more difficult to get to schools and hospitals. It was suggested that this would force residents to drive. A breakdown of the main issues is set out below. Breakdown of issues. Breakdown of issues. Issue percentage loss or reduction of existing service 29%, interchange required 22%, longer journey times 6%, access to schools and college 25%, access to hospitals 18%, access to Dublin city centre 12%, access to local shops and services 10%, requirement for new infrastructure 15%, integration between modes 3%, impact on the elderly or people with disabilities 33%, Bus Connects Dublin does not serve our area 4%, Bus Connects Dublin does not cater for new developments 2%, additional inconvenience, for example longer walking distance 31%, will now need to drive 4%, public consultation process 17%, general observations, bus routes most frequently referenced, existing bus routes 140, 40 and 9 routes, most frequently referenced, Bus Connects Dublin proposed bus routes, F and E spines and E2 route, key themes, the most frequent theme was the impact on the elderly and people with disabilities, referenced by a third of respondents, almost a third of respondents referenced additional inconvenience. Over a quarter of respondents referenced that there would be a loss reduction in an existing service. Access to hospitals. Beaumont Hospital was the most frequently referenced hospital. A list of all hospitals referenced is included in Appendix C. Access to schools and colleges. Scoil Chatriona and Scoil Mahi were the most frequently referenced educational institutions. A list of all schools and colleges referenced is included in Appendix D. Service provision. Finglas generally was most frequently referenced as not being catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Meekstown was the most frequently referenced area as a new development not catered for by Bus Connects Dublin. Specific observations. The consultation process identified the following specific local area issues with the draft Bus Connects Dublin network. Connection of Finglas to Ikey. The 140 bus connection from Finglas to Ikey was considered an important link. Loss of 17A and connectivity to Beaumont and Blanchardstown Hospitals and Blanchardstown Town Centre. The 17A currently provides direct connection to these locations. Loss of service to Harristown, St. Margaret's, Tuberber, Rivermaid. The removal of the 83 and 40B were raised. This would leave these areas with no Dublin bus connections. Horizon Logistics Park was mentioned as a significant employer. Proposed routing of the 7A and 7B, east of the Ballygall Road would not have direct coverage under the proposed network. which is currently provided by the 83 and 83A, service levels on 7A and 7B, there was concern that the proposed level of service would be inadequate to meet the demand, particularly at peak times. Loss of direct service on Mellows Road, Radoth Road. Service from Mellows Road and Radoth Road and communities on the 40B directly into the city center and through Finglas Village would be lost and replaced by an orbital feeder. Lack of service to Finglas Village. The proposed services would not directly run through Finglas Village. Missed opportunity to connect with Lewis. Connection with the Lewis is not possible until the F-spine reaches O'Connell Street. It was raised that there could have been an opportunity to provide a more direct connection. Amended network. The issues raised in the consultation feedback as they relate to Finglas were an important input in the consideration of amendments to the proposed network. All issues were carefully assessed by the Bus Connects team as part of the network design revision process. In this context, various amendments have been proposed to the previous draft network, which was published for consultation in July 2018. The changes address many of the issues raised and aim to provide a better overall bus network for Dublin. Because of the nature and detail of those amendments, they are not amenable to presentation in text format. Accordingly, the details of those revised proposals for the Finglas area are set out in the updated network redesign report, which is available on the Bus Connects website, www.busconnects.ie. Graced